It's an unexpected musical marriage. The roaring, brilliant guitar of Jimi Hendrix with the classical chamber instrumentation of the string quartet. Yet that's precisely what you're hearing, as recast by the Bay Area's Turtle Island Quartet. Known for their adventurous adaptations of works by John Coltrane, Miles Davis, and other jazz notables over the course of their 25-year career, the Turtle Islanders draw extensively on the arranging and composing talents of founding member and violinist David Balakrishnan. So it was Balakrishnan who developed both the concept and, in due course, the scores for the 8 Jimi Hendrix songs that appear on the quartet's most recent CD. Cellist Mark Summer, the other founding member still part of the group, says the idea was sparked when the two of them visited the Woodstock Museum in Bethel Woods, New York.
As we were touring the exhibits, David got this idea that here was this incredibly talented musician who has influenced just about every guitarist on the planet. And when Jimi Hendrix recorded Electric Ladyland, he overdubbed his guitar parts and created these lines. And that was something that David heard and said, you know, I could take that and transcribe those things and create something really interesting.
Converting the psychedelic rock of a genre-busting power trio into the sonic vocabulary available to two violins, a viola, and a cello is every bit as challenging as that sound, Summers agrees. That's part of the fun of playing it.
You'll see the quartet operating like a band, creating all the parts of a rhythm section, you know, with the cello functioning as a bass, and a violin or viola functioning as a drum, doing techniques that create rhythm so that someone can solo on top of that, but then also go into very well-constructed, written-out sections incorporating counterpoint, doing a lot of composing to bring out the beauty of the music as opposed to just having us all jam out all the time. We get to go in a lot of different directions.
For all of that, Summer adds, they remain fully aware of the centuries of tradition behind the string quartet form, and see their modern explorations as an extension of that history, not a departure from it.
What we're doing is built on very careful construction. We're coming from the chamber music tradition, and we're paying homage to it, and then we're taking it into the 21st century. And yet, unlike a lot of groups, our composition is coming from our group, even if it's us arranging. For the most part, we're writing for ourselves. So that's very much like a band. So it's paying homage to the string quartet chamber music tradition that comes from classical music that's hundreds of years old, and we're also paying homage to the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and Jimi Hendrix. We're very aware that we're not playing an electric guitars, bass, and drums. This is a quartet that Joseph Haydn would recognize.
The instruments, yes. The repertoire is another question. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.